you late. Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your Tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. We are recording live today in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the beautiful condo, home, slash, whatever this is. It's the Looney Bin. Yeah, for the comics that know, it's the Looney Bin.
Yep.
And for you that never been... Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful house in a beautiful neighborhood where all the houses look exactly the same. So when comics come home drunk, they sometimes go to the wrong house and the police are called. But that is not the case here today. I am sitting here with Ricky Reyes or Rick Reyes. How should I? What do you
prefer? I go by Ricky.
Ricky?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ricky.
It still makes me feel like a kid.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ricky!
My dad is sometimes like, don't you want to be more grown up? Shouldn't you go by Rich Reyes or Rick?
Rich would be good.
Yeah, because I'm Richard, actually.
So
you know?
That doesn't work for you, the Richard.
Nah, to me it's like too business.
Well, what happens when you hit 60 and you're on stage and you go, here's Ricky...
Yeah, it worked for Ricky Ricardo.
It did work. Okay, you're right. It did work for Ricky Ricardo.
Nelson, like, they didn't... They're that isn't a name.
Yeah. So let's get a little background for the people that are listening. As a comic, you are from where originally?
I'm from Cleveland most of the time. Raised there. Moved around a bit, but
yeah.
Sometimes in New York, but mostly Cleveland.
Cleveland. And
the beautiful city of Cleveland.
Beautiful. What that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there, and that is the only reason to ever go back.
Yeah.
Is that what
people are so angry that we got that? Even you know, they're like, "What the fuck does Cleveland?"
Can you explain that to me? How did Cleveland, out of all
somebody on the radio, said it first there, and that's all it was. Like the guy who coined it said it on the radio there, so we were like dibs.
Like, yeah, because you would think rock and roll of L.A. or New York City, Detroit, Rock City.
Yeah. Chicago even. Like, you know, there's so many other places you could go. Like, I don't think anybody thinks Cleveland, music.
Yeah.
Like, even Nashville probably has a better shot, even though it's country, than that.
Right.
Like, people be like, well, still, it's music.
I think of Cleveland, I think, oh, steel mills.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
I think of gray.
Gray.
Like, people always ask me, how's Cleveland? I'm like, it's gray.
Gray? It's Portland East.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's a little depressing when you're there sometimes, you know?
So how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy since 2000, so 15 years.
What got you into comedy? Let's go even further back. Because I'll go for your story. Background? What's your background?
I'm Puerto Rican. Grew up in.
Hola.
Yeah.
No, that's
you know that Bustelo coffee. I see you drinking it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, right this second, I'm drinking.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Like you said, cheap as hell.
Sometimes cheap is good.
Yep. Inexpensive.
Yeah. So you were raised with a good sense of humor then. Your parents...
Yeah. My parents were separated, but like early. Like, you know, they were divorced. I don't even know them together. My older sisters do, but I don't. So it was like never a problem for me.
Yeah.
It was like, all right.
We're going over to dad's house.
Yeah, exactly. And my dad was really cool. So he picked us up every weekend and all that. You know, and we were just poor. You know, that's it. But other than that, it was good. You know,
we were just poor Puerto Rican people. living off what we could catch.
Oh, yeah. It was a... Man, there was times it was like my mom would blow up because, you know, you're a kid, you would complain. I said, Mom, can I get this guy? And then she would just blow up. Ricky, I don't have the money. I wouldn't lie to you. You know, like we're seriously don't have the money.
Why can't I?
Yeah.
I remember my kid telling me, well, we'll just go to that machine and get some more.
Because
they don't understand the concept of money. So just go to that machine and get some more. No, that machine doesn't have any of my money left in it.
Yeah. My mom would also do this thing that was really like would make me go ha when I would like I'd joke around like Mom give me $200 and then she would pretend to grab it from her cooch area and be like oh do you want it in 20s or this is like where else do you
well,
expect
me to
get
you,
that
that's where money
yeah,
like, oh I could go make
yeah.
some
she's like where do you expect me to get it like, I'd be like Mom I don't do that
I don't think I've ever seen my mom fake taking anything from her cooch.
Oh, yeah. She would, whenever she would leave, you go, Mom, where are you going? She would always go, to hell, you want to come? And then you'd be like, no.
I remember growing up, I don't, probably poor at times.
Right.
But I think everybody is, you know, like,
yeah.
What's for dinner? Spam?
Right.
We're having spam tonight.
Well, sometimes people just hit that rough patch.
Yeah.
But our rough patch was my whole time growing up.
Oh,
like, we all love fair.
What's for dinner?
Yeah.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah, I have Payless shoes, you know.
Oh, I got those on right now. God damn it, don't make fun. I am wearing...
When you're older, you don't care. You're just like, I don't give a shit what somebody thinks.
Yeah, there's BOGO, goddammit. I'm buying two pairs of fake Chuck Taylors right now.
Yeah, exactly. They look good enough. I don't care.
I love it when people go, oh, I love your tennis shoes. Are those Chuck Taylors? And I just go, yeah.
You lied to them? You said, yeah.
when those designs, like you have what looks on like Chuck Taylors right now.
Yeah, these are Converse.
Okay. See, so
but those are good priced.
They were good price?
Yeah. They were like, I don't buy any shoes now. From when I was a kid, I think what an asshole I was, like trying to make my mom buy. And once in a while, she did.
Yeah.
But now I realize what a hit on the budget that was for us.
Yeah.
I'm like, what a dick you were, Rick. Like,
what about people that wait in line for brand new shoes that, like, today? And, you know, like, the new Nikes come out at midnight.
Yeah.
400, like, what the?
Yeah, Kanye dropped one that people were buying online already for, like, $3,000 because it was sold out.
And what makes those shoes any special or any different?
They're shoe heads. There's people out there, like, there's car collectors, stamp collectors, there's guy comic collectors.
Yeah.
They're shoe heads. The sneakers hold, like, there's value in an 86 Jordan.
You're goddamn Beanie Babies.
Yeah, exactly.
Beanie Babies of the tennis shoe world.
People love, especially, I think it mostly started when the Jordans came out.
Is that what
Yeah, when Jordans came out, all of a sudden it was like shoes just started becoming collectible.
Oh.
Now you get Jordans, they come in a case like you're a fucking secret agent, Steve.
Like in an unlocked case?
Yeah, it's like a metal case and it's like nice, you know?
Do you put them in like a glass display? Like a
collector? Yeah, I would think
like
you would wear it.
Football?
Yeah, exactly. I would think you would wear it, you know? You'd be like, that's too expensive, you know? But they have anniversary editions and the shoes hold value.
I did not know that. And I have a friend, Glenn Dryath, who plays in a band in Denver called Grace's Period.
Okay.
Yeah, not Grace Period. Grace's Period. And,
yeah, when you separate it, too, that's what it sounds really
I know. And that's why I think it's so funny about the band. But he is a van guy.
Right.
There's van shoes.
Right.
Anything Van puts out, he has to have Vans.
Okay, so he's specific.
Very specific. And it's never made a difference to me in shoes. So I guess I'm not a shoe head. I don't know. I have bought fake Vans. You know, you see the shoes that have the black checkerboard.
Right.
And those aren't Vans. Well, they look like Vans. And they were $20.
To the people who know, they're like, that ain't it. I saw American Pickers where the guy knows about jeans. Like, he's like jeans from the 1920s or they cost this much. And, like, this is what this guy spent his mind on. Like, learning about
collecting jeans.
Pants.
It's in the jeans.
Yeah, it's...
Well, you know, I read a thing not long ago that said you really wore, and it was from the guy that, from Levi Strauss, the guy that runs Levi, that you're not supposed to wash jeans.
Ever?
No. The jeans, unless they become really filthy, like you get something, that jeans get more and more comfortable as they get older and they get worn. And
really? That sounds disgusting.
Doesn't sound a little disgusting?
Because I remember like reading an article with Toni Braxton, who I really liked. I thought she was pretty and everything.
Yeah.
And then she said something about like, yeah, sometimes I like to stay in the same jeans and don't wash them for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I almost threw up a little bit. I was like, it's like, what?
What? You farted in them?
Yeah.
There's got to be a little fecal, fecal gas collected.
You don't run them under some water or nothing?
You don't run them under some water?
Yeah, throw some Febreze in
there. Yeah, look, you know, coochie fart in there somewhere. Like that.
I was like, Tony!
Yeah. So who would be your celebrity crush then? If it's not her anymore with her dirty fart jeans, who is your new celebrity crush?
I don't know. Like, now as I'm older, it's like they're all pretty. They're all, I mean, Jesus Christ. Like, when somebody goes, this girl's my, like, my one friend was on Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
That chick from Modern Family.
Yeah.
Hot Spanish chick. Oh, he's like, tell me she's not the most beautiful girl on TV. I'm like, dude, no, I can't say that.
I can't say that.
There's a lot of pretty women on TV. And in fact, he was drunk at the time. And
uh-huh.
I go, oh yeah, I showed him a picture with her without makeup.
Uh-huh. And
you could tell he got upset, like,
I didn't need to see that.
It hurt his heart.
Oh.
He actually tossed my phone. I was like, man, that's a $600 phone.
Wait a minute. You mean her nose isn't really shaped like that?
Yeah.
What, they use contour on her nose?
You mean they wear makeup for a reason?
Oh! You know what I hate is when guys tell people they look better without makeup.
Oh, yeah. You're like, don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't fucking spread that rumor.
I like when girls do, but you could see an average girl go to beautiful with makeup.
With makeup. And you go, oh, you know, she looks so much better without makeup. Or you sit, follow somebody on Facebook, and they're like, women be telling, oh, you look so much better without makeup. I never wear makeup. Why? Well, you know what I mean?
To me, the process is long. And makeup is expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when you see the trouble girls go through.
Yeah, you appreciate it a little more.
Yeah, you know? You wonder if, like, how much we even notice.
Yeah. Yeah, my girlfriend is heavily into makeup vlogs. I was talking, I don't know if you heard me last night
talking
about that on stage. My girlfriend is heavily into watching how to do new makeup, or this is a new sponge that you use for a certain kind of makeup.
Right.
I mean, there's all, like you said, shoe heads. There's makeup heads, and there's ways to do it.
There's experts at everything.
Everything.
And there is, you can see somebody change, like, them look older, younger. You know, you see somebody who's putting on makeup wrong.
What?
And they look shitty, and then somebody fixes it for them. You're like, wow.
How about Lil' Kim?
Oh, well, she's...
Lil' Kim, the rapper?
Yeah.
Boy, she...
I don't think makeup could help her because what she's done to her face.
Oh, is that what it is now? Because she used to do, you could actually tell the makeup. She did it in such a way that, like, you could tell that, oh, she shaded in a cheekbone. Oh, see, she's drawn in a nose.
I don't know if you've seen her lately. Face looks so weird because she just surgered it up so much. You just look at, I don't know why people feel like looking like fake is going to make you look, like, you're going
to
look.
So she's gone from looking like Lil' Kim to looking like Lil' Chemo.
Yeah, exactly. She looks just weird. Now, you know, it's like when, what's that, when Renee Zellweger first came out.
Mm.
And her face was all, and everybody.
She's different. She is totally, that is not the same woman. Am I right? And people are like, no, she's the same. That's just the lighting, that's shadows.
It blew up the internet. Because it was like, it wasn't like Kenny Rogers where he looked just a little different.
Yeah, he looked Asian. He was, Kenny went from looking Asian American to Asian American.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. You got to know when to hold down.
Why is that always fun? I can't go to the Chinese restaurant without, like, doing something like that under my breath.
Does it ever slip out at a Chinese restaurant?
I think once, because the girl that me and my friend go to all the time, she's always, it seems like she's always in a rush just to get us out and go, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. Yeah. You know, so.
And you go, you do.
Yeah.
You do. Because I've been around comics that do that because, you know, they come up to that. Okay, hey, someone be with you just a moment, you know? And then as they leave, everybody's like, hey, be with you just a moment, you know?
As,
like,
soon as they turn around.
You know what I mean? And that's so horrible, but they do it. And then you think, do you slip into that when they come back? Are you ready to order? Yes, I am. You know, like, oh, God, now they're going to spit in my food.
Right. But nobody worries about them because it's like they're non-threatening. Like, even though as many martial arts films as you see,
every Japanese guy and Chinese guy can kick your ass.
Yeah.
That's law, right?
But when you look at them, you're like, non-threatening. Yeah. You're like,
yeah, well, tell that to all the guys that lost their life during World War II. You just go tell them how non-threatening. No.
Well, Chinese in America and Asians in America are not threatening.
You tell that to that some bitch in that movie Unbroken.
Yeah.
How non-threatening little Asian guys
are.
Well,
over here, they didn't keep up the karate.
Oh, you
know? They didn't keep up the generational karate that I guess they all do over there.
It wasn't a requirement.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, 6 years of Wing Chun or, you know, whatever they do.
Like Wing Chun. Everybody Wing Chun tonight?
Yeah. They're just dance moves. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, you watch, you know, like you see videos of like in China and stuff where people go to the park and do like Tai Chi.
See, Tai Chi looks like the most bullshit.
Do you think so?
It's just like, how is that slow movement helping you at all in a real fight?
Well, that's just for muscles, right? To keep them going.
But I don't know where their fighting style is at.
Is Tai Chi a fighting style?
It is.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought Tai Chi was just, oh, look, old people got to keep limber.
Yeah.
I thought that's what, you know.
Well, my buddy got mad because he was taking it, and I was telling him that it was shit.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, well, my master is so-and-so. He's like a 70-something-year-old man. Man, he, if you go against him, he'll do some stuff. I'm like, sure.
Yeah, he'll make a slow-motion ball around your head.
I couldn't watch that second Kung Fu the series with David Carradine. He was so old and slow. Like, you could tell the stuntman had to, like, let him throw him over. I was like, this is sad.
Well, that's the other night you and I were talking about the difference in, like, special effects now in movies have gotten so good with CGI that comic books are actually alive, that you can make them
do better.
They're better. So we were talking about how the stunt guys in the old TV shows, like Bonanza and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they would look totally different.
They would look totally different.
There's a black guy, Bing Hoss. You're like, what?
Well, he had his head tucked, so you really couldn't tell. I think I just saw an afro on Hoss.
Oh, yeah, the movies were bad. It was like, they didn't even give the guy the same haircut.
Yeah, right. They would cut to, they would be in the same clothes, but it would not even...
The guy would be totally bigger.
Yeah.
You're like, what is good? T.J. Hooker was the worst at it. Oh. You know, because, you know, William Shatner...
William Shatner was not flying over a hood.
And what are you going to do, find another fat 40-year-old, you know, that's going to be willing to jump over?
And who's going to be proud to be going around going, I'm T.J. Hooker's body double.
Yeah, right.
I'm his stunt. I look just like him. I can barely move.
Wow.
It's, now, he does for, you know, still look pretty good. William Shatner looks pretty good today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back then he was, he had to be in his 50s or whatever.
Well, he went through the different wig pieces, too. One of them was a little permier.
Uh-huh.
You know, a little more curly. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden he had a little bit straight. Uh-huh. You know, he had his different shades for years.
But let's say how, I don't know how he's done it, but William Shatner has morphed well. Like you said, through the wig period, and he kind of looks he looks normal. But if you look at Burt Reynolds compared to William Shatner, like William Shatner seems to have grown old semi gracefully. Like Burt looks like
Burt's half crippled. Like you saw him, he's like in canes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, he's like. But then again, he played football at Florida State. He was a stuntman.
Yeah,
I'm sure William Shatner's been. Maybe getting pussy, and that's about the most activity he's been doing.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good
for you. The most physical Shatner's probably been, you know, besides a couple stunt fights on Star Trek.
But Burt Reynolds' face, he didn't let it grow gracefully. Yeah. You know, he started pulling, and next thing you know, he's, you know, like, you know, you're 70, you know, you're 80 years old.
Just go ahead and look 70. I hate when people try to fight it so much where it's like, okay, the rest of you looks this age.
Right.
But your face somehow doesn't?
At all.
Like most of these guys on Hollywood, I think a lot of these actors and stuff are on HGH and stuff like that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Human growth hormone, for you didn't know what HGH was.
Yeah, performance enhancing. Like, they don't get tested. Like, why not? You know, some of those guys, you know, are in their 40s, 50s, and they're still ripped.
Yeah.
You know, like, crazy ripped.
Well, if you've ever looked at an in-flight magazine, have you seen that ad for the growth hormone thing, the doctor that's like, I'm 70 years old, but I have a body, and it looks like an old man's head pasted on
Yeah, that's probably what they did. They probably photoshopped the old guy's head on there, like, yeah, people buy it.
But no, they say that's supposed to be for real. It's a you know, they finally figured out the growth hormone, and you eat these foods, and it it's supposed to be.
But they've always advertised, like, people buy into
like Jack LaLanne
so
juicers
much,
and shit.
Yeah, people buy into so much stuff. You know, people juice and just, like, 60 days. I think you're supposed to eat something.
You know, I haven't had anything but juice for...
That doesn't seem like your stomach is...
I poop water.
It's like, what do you... Like, I don't know how that... This one, my friend, his wife was doing 500 calories a day. You know?
You're supposed to have at least, what, 1,100 or something like that?
2,000. 2,000 for girls, 2,500 for guys.
Oh. Oh, because I've heard the lower thing for diet. But is that a daily 2,000? Is typical daily?
That's to burn. That's for you to function.
Okay.
Normally.
Right.
Most people go over or under.
Yeah.
You know, like everything's big size, so most people are probably on 4,000 calories a day.
At least. That's two quesaritos from Taco Bell. And that's just lunch.
Yeah. I like how McDonald's, they threw up the calorie count up there now. Like anybody walking in there is giving a shit about that calorie count.
Well, I heard you last night on stage. By the way, great show last night.
Oh, thank you. You too.
But, you did a thing a bit last night that I have said for years. Never. McDonald's was a treat. That's what you said last night.
Yeah.
And that's what it was for us.
Yeah, we didn't
McDonald's was. We didn't eat at McDonald's.
No, my mom cooked.
They cooked. And it was, you know what I think we're going to do tonight? I'm gonna take you guys to
Go on the play set.
Yeah.
You know, take off your shoes in the ball.
Yeah.
Pit, you know, yeah. Maybe you ate 2 pieces of that hamburger.
Yeah.
You know, so you didn't get, it wasn't too unhealthy anyway. You didn't eat it.
Right.
you just
wanted to go play in the balls.
Oh, yeah, just the colors and everything. And it was a treat. Like, yeah. Mom's cooked.
Right.
Now, moms don't cook. Like, there's so many moms that don't cook anymore. And then I know a lot of girls were like, well, woman's lib, you know, we want
to. You're going to have to defend this now. And well, I won't. Because I have said this before, because the podcast is Remasculate.
Right.
You know, that we need to get back to certain things, you know.
Well, I understand girls didn't want to cook because they said they wanted to chase careers.
Right.
But most of the girls, you know, they work at Office Depot or something. It's not a career, you know. Like, you just got a job, you know. And then nobody told the guys that the girls weren't going to cook.
So they didn't learn how to cook.
No. So no. Now that you got people with kids and none of them can make a meal.
Right. And you're a younger guy.
Yeah.
So you're somewhat. Still... Yeah, but you're still in a generation of people that is supposed to be more enlightened by it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you're still living that caveman world of, you know, women are out of the kitchen. You're supposed to be, have an apron on? Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, some things, like, they try to accuse you of being, you know, like, anti-feminist or something, you know, like, or you hate women. You're like, no, but it's just some things that aren't. You know, that are true,
yeah.
You know?
Well, are we reinforcing stereotypes by doing this? Because I was always taught what a man's job was.
Right.
You know, there was, like, I cut the grass, I trim the bushes.
Puerto Rican family was much like that. You know?
So how was it like for you guys?
Any physical thing, like, my sisters had to lift stuff.
Yeah.
I had to go and lift it for them.
Yeah. Don't make your sister pick that up.
Yeah. I put their luggage, whatever, in a car, whatever, like, whatever they needed. Like, I had to do. But if I was sitting around and I was hungry and mom served food, they would come bring me a plate, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was a give and take.
Yeah. So is that a Puerto Rican thing? I know it's a kind of a Hispanic thing in general, still.
Were the ladies still,
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, where they take care a lot, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, a lot of girls just didn't want to be in the kitchen, so they didn't learn to cook.
Right.
So it's like just a lot of.
And then the schools took home ec out of the schools.
Yeah.
So
the little bit that would teach.
The little bit that because
I'm amazed how many people have kids and don't know nothing about
anything.
Nutrition. They're just feeding their kids waffles and chicken nuggets and fish sticks.
Well, what was the thing you told me last night that I thought was very brown?
Yeah, everything's brown.
Everything's brown. Right?
Everything is brown, like microwavable, like, you know.
Run that down, because you were right.
If you look, if everything that's on the plate is that golden brown, that baked.
Yeah, like chicken nuggets.
Chicken patties, fish sticks. Was it nuggets?
Nuggets.
Yeah, and
French fries are brown.
French fries are that color. Yeah, it's almost everything is that has that crust over it. You know, that whatever that is.
Nothing has a actual color.
It's frozen
color. That there's no greens or yellows or reds
Well, your parents used to make you eat your vegetables too.
Oh, God, yes.
Now they go, he don't like. My sister would go, oh, he don't like it. Well, you know, then I guess he just chooses what he wants to do then. You know, like, he's raising himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it drives me nuts when people say, oh, well, don't worry about it. I'll take you to McDonald's later.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or you don't want to eat that? Well, we'll run you by McDonald's later. No,
yeah.
You're not getting shit.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, you went to bed hungry.
Yeah,
you really did. And that was that child abuse now? But
maybe.
My mom would be like, there's your food.
Steve, my mom used to make these, like, every you know, they was, you know, the dish that she would make.
Yeah.
You know, and so she would make these one thick, long-cut noodles that I didn't like. They would make me feel like vomiting. But she continuously made it every Wednesday night. You know, like, I would sit there. Like, half eating them and half doing the throw-up face. And she would tell me, if you throw that up, you're going to eat that too. Like, why do you make this?
Why? Because, well, that was her deal. She was cooking.
Yeah.
You were just complaining about not cooking, but now she's cooking.
Yeah. I don't really complain much about food. I mean, I can eat mostly anything. I remember at the time, you know, there was a bunch of adults living at my dad's house. My older sister was there. I was there. You know, and my sister was cooking for everybody. It was like 7-8 people in the house. You know, and my dad's real picky. So every dinner, he'd go, it's a little salty. Or is it? And you could see my sister go,
why don't you cook it your goddamn self then?
Yeah, so eventually she just stopped. And she's like, how does nothing taste, motherfucker? Is that perfect? And I'm looking at my dad like, you ruined it. You ruined it, dude. Ain't nobody else cooking.
But you know, growing up, not even, well, maybe semi-poor or whatever, some of the most amazing dishes is shit just thrown together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, soul food is good, and that was all poor food. Like, a lot of our food is just, you know, it's not even that expensive. Rice and beans is cheap as hell.
Oh, yeah. Good rice and beans, yeah.
You know, and it's all in the seasoning. Like, they got this thing called sofrito. It's like mixed seasoning that almost every Puerto Rican has in their fridge, freezer.
Yeah.
They make it ahead of time. They make batches of it. They give it to their friends. And it's used to season most everything we do. Rice, beans, you know, it's a little bit
of... I'm going to have to check that out, find some of it somewhere.
Yeah, usually the households make it. I think you can buy it in the store, but households make it. And, like, if you know somebody who makes it good,
yeah,
they share it to people.
Yeah, or, like, when I was in Puerto Rico, down the street tacos, just the street food,
right,
is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And that can't be expensive cuts of food or expensive. It's just...
But there's some of that flavor you get off of like a little metal grill or something. Like, you know, like that charcoal and all that. Yeah. You know, like,
like something nasty adds flavor.
You know?
They haven't cleaned that griddle in 4 years, but the food is amazing.
Yeah, my friend's been telling me, you know, because he worked in a kitchen and talking about how they do stocks and all that. Like, which stuff is just... Or meats and cheeses that they age.
Yeah.
Forever, and you're like, that's rotten, right?
Yeah,
and they're like, it's good. And you're like, how has that thing been sitting there 2 weeks and it's good?
Because and they always advertise that as aged beef.
Yeah,
and they I guess they do it to there's a certain point right before it goes.
I don't understand it because like I'm scared as hell whenever I leave meat or anything anywhere because you know they scare you with.
Did you leave the mayonnaise out?
Yeah, exactly. Microwave that mayonnaise. You know, I'm just like, I don't know what's gonna kill me, so you're just like. Washing everything, sanitizing everything.
Yeah.
It's funny how afraid of the world we've gotten, too.
Yeah. But some of the other things that were thrown together, like my dad used to make this thing. He called it mule shoe hockey pie goo.
Really?
Mule shoe hockey pie goo. And that's all it was called. But it always looked different. It wasn't the same. It was always the same. And what I figured out as I got older, it was whatever was actually available. Like, it was... Some noodles with rice.
Yeah, my mom would do that.
And some ground beef and maybe some cheese sprinkled with Parmesan cheese.
Like my mom would say everything when it was time to go shopping, everything that was left in the fridge, she would kind of be like, why does my mashed potatoes have apples?
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd throw this together and see it. But you're like, this isn't bad. I wouldn't have thought of putting these two together, but this isn't horrible.
Yeah.
Did you ever seriously have mashed potatoes with apples now?
Yeah, my mom was putting some weird stuff together, especially like as I was getting older. And she was getting older.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, she got a little loopy like later. After she had this hysterectomy.
Now, was her name loopy? Or
her name's actually Zuli. It's close. After she had this hysterectomy, dude, she was like...
Oh, that's the worst.
She got weird, man. And I hope she's not listening to this.
You get a hysterectomy, things change.
It was like her brain changed, man. She didn't get a lot of stuff anymore. Like, stuff would fly by her. You know, we'd be watching a movie, you know, and the guy would be like, hey, son. And she's like, who's that? I'm like, it's his son. He just said son.
Son? Why, where did that guy come from? The start of the movie? He's been in it the entire time?
She just seems to be lost a lot more. You know, and the only thing I could pinpoint was that surgery.
Ovaries.
Yeah.
Ovaries are very important.
Yeah, I don't think you could scrape just stuff out of there and just be like,
yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, it's fine.
We left the box they came in.
Yeah, exactly. At least a couple bolts. It's all right. You'll run.
Now, have you ever been married?
No, I haven't. No, it's not even asked of anybody ever.
Ever? You've never been engaged or almost or?
It never seemed appetizing to me. Like
it never seemed appetizing. Write that down. There's a quote from Ricky Richard Reyes.
And the second.
It never seemed appetizing.
No, man, you see people and everybody's like, oh, it's work. And I'm like, why do I want to work on top of
that's
work?
That's why I'm a comic. I don't
want
to work.
I got a job. Like, I don't want another job. Like, you know, like, it just seems, I don't know. It don't seem like natural either. Like, for people to get along forever.
Well, I tell you what's not natural. Okay, here's something that's not natural. Comics that live together. I don't understand, like, these guys, male roommates. There's, like, five of us in a house.
Oh, yeah. At a certain age, you're like, I need my own space.
Doesn't it?
You're like, you know, everybody I've always lived with, every comic I always lived with, I'm the one cleaning. And I'd be like, yo, just because I'm Puerto Rican doesn't mean I clean everything. Yeah. You know, it's like, you guys got to shit. You're shitting in this toilet, too.
Yeah. You know? This brush is designed for your hand.
I swear to God, not to be racist either, most of my Irish friends, you know, like American, but more, you know, Irish race or whatever.
Irish descent.
Yeah. Sloppy, destroying, you know, just abysmal, like either rooms. You're like, what are you doing here? Yeah. You know, like, are you homeless? Like, what is going on?
Well, have you ever been to Ireland? They pee outside the bar. They walk outside the bar, piss.
I only heard the drunk stuff. Yeah. I only heard the drunk stuff, and I heard the Freud stuff about, like, being analyzed. It's hard for them to be analyzed.
Well, you know, speaking of that, this is a perfect way to take this down a weird, different thing, is that, like, you're not supposed to... But stereotypes, you're not supposed to do it. You know, like, that's a Puerto Rican stereotype.
Right, right.
Like, don't stereotype black people. Right. Don't stereotype. But Irish, you could say they're drunks.
But they embrace it.
I know. But why don't other stereotypes just embrace? I've always think people don't like stereotypes that they don't like.
Right.
You never hear an Asian guy go, I am not brilliant. Yeah. We are not smart people.
Black guys always love the big dick.
See what I mean?
I've got a big dick. They could probably have a 2-inch penis, and they're like, I'm black.
But see what I'm saying? I think they just, you're not supposed to stereotype, but they don't have a problem embracing the, it's,
oh, yeah, the
they
good
come
ones.
Down to the, like the other day, you know, I said something about driving in a car, and this loud music was coming out. I was telling my girlfriend about this on our other podcast, Wrinkle Sheets. Right. And, the music, and you hear the stoplight, you're like, God damn it, what car is that coming out of?
Yeah, you know,
she's the one that, you know, what car is that? I go, it's probably the Mexicans next to us. And she's like, she flipped out. Like,
yeah.
Like, why would you say that? I go, because I looked the fuck over. it's not like it's a bad thing, you know? I look over, it's loud music, it's like Tejano music. Yeah. There is a Mexican.
Like I called it.
There's a Mexican. There's a Mexican sticker on the back window of the car. You know, the actual like Mexican flag sticker.
Right.
But why is it bad that I'm going to actually notice the real shit?
Well,
you know what I mean. That's what's.
It was funny where people don't even want to say black out loud. Like they get nervous saying black. Like you could call somebody black. Like it's not really offensive.
Yeah.
Like if I'm gonna go, hey, that black guy over there.
Yeah.
Well, you can see people tense up.
What? Well, like, you're not supposed to use that like as a descriptive term anymore. Like the store was robbed.
Yeah. If there's five guys and it's easier to pick them out, by saying he's black, I'm gonna be like, yo, that black guy.
There was the black one. It was the Asian guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that is
or the white guy. If it was a white guy, it was the only one.
It was the fucking redhead ginger.
But
what,
you could say white boy. You could say white guy all the time. You know, and everybody's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, is like Mexican being the bad word? Do Puerto Ricans feel the same way? Like, yeah, it's a Puerto Rican guys.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you know, some of it is history too. Like in New York, when they first came over there, you know, the Irish would try to whip their ass, the Italians would try to whip their ass, call them spics from me no speak English.
Yeah,
that was where spic came from.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
We have learned something on the cast.
Always by mistake, but you learn.
So that really was where it came from.
Yeah. And then, at least that's what through my dad told me. And then, you know, there's some things they always say. Like, I've heard guys that are like, oh, you Puerto Rican, you carry a knife?
Yeah.
You know, and I go, dude, it's the 2000s. I got a gun now.
my friend Harold Jezerin, who I was talking about last night, lives in Old San Juan. He goes, you know how to tell the difference between, this is good. Here we go with a racist joke. Whatever. Who gives a shit? He goes, you know how to tell the difference between a Mexican and a Puerto Rican?
What a job?
No. He goes, yell immigration. The one left standing there is Puerto Rican.
A lot of the Latins, they hate us because of that.
Yeah, do they really?
Well, you could tell, like, they sort of act like we ain't really Spanish.
Because you're... Because
we're almost American.
American, the state is kind of
annexed.
Yeah,
we're U.S. citizenship. We got, like, slang words that they don't have in other Spanish countries.
Yeah.
You know, like, they'll even laugh at our Spanish. They'll be like, oh, you guys don't speak real Spanish.
Sure you do. Know? I don't understand a word.
Yeah, you don't
understand it.
But it's bastardized from being so close.
Yeah.
To America, you know? Like I said, like, chilling wasn't a word for Spanish. That was a slang word for
chilling,
English.
There wasn't a word?
Well, chilling was an English slang word, even. You know, chilling. I'm chilling, you know?
Oh.
So, we made up a word for Spanish, chileando. You know, like, Wait, what you doing, Chilando? You know, like
Chilando.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because there was no work, but we're close to America. And we're hearing these words.
Well, America just makes up shit anyway.
Oh yeah, all the time.
I'm amazed that words get added to the dictionary.
That's how when you know when you're getting older, when you just look and you go, "What did he say now?
What? Yeah. What does that mean?
What are they saying when you're mad now? I used to say heated. What do they say now?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now I think, you know, used to how we used to say we killed it at a show. You know, yeah. Have a show. Oh, we killed it.
Yeah.
Crush. You have to crush now.
There's a one, too, where they go, pawned him? Pwned him? Like, they instead of owned him or something? I don't know why. In gaming, they use pwned. Oh, like pawned or something like that. And I look at it and I go, what?
What does that mean?
Why don't you just say owned then? Yeah. It's the same thing. Because I asked him, is it the same thing? Why don't they say owned? You
well, know, like hella.
Hella, yeah. Hella good.
Hella good.
Yeah.
No, okay. What was wrong with hell good? Oh, it was...
Here's the one everybody's saying now. Everybody's Jamaican all of a sudden. Everybody's like, no worries.
Oh, no worries, yeah.
No worries.
No worries.
Irie. Like, what are we all saying? Like, from the islands now? Like,
yeah, no worries, man. No worries, man. Yeah, like, in the UK and Ireland and stuff, they always say, no drama. Oh, there's no drama.
Right. I used to want to punch people in the face for saying cool beans.
Fuck, I still hate cool beans.
Doing cool beans would come up and be like, God.
How the hell did that even get started? I don't even... Oh, cool beans.
Yeah, it was like...
I know it's an 80s thing that's been carried over, but it's a...
Another one that made me want to elbow drop somebody is ginormous. Either something's gigantic or it's enormous.
Yeah.
It doesn't get bigger because you can put the two fucking words together.
Oh, but it makes it even bigger.
So it's gigantic or enormous.
It's like million, billion, trillion. It's like huge, gigantic, ginormous.
They made it up, though. It's like, it's not a word. Like, it's a, I don't know.
Should we just make up words, you know?
That's what we do, though.
Like, but I mean, for on stage, that we just make up stuff. Because I know I've done it before.
I think we make up terms.
I do, too. Like a pootie. I have one called pootie points.
Right.
Like things you do around the house to get pootie points.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
good. And so you... I think we do create things in that situation, you know, that somebody will, yeah, you know, I use that thing that my pootie points. I'm like, oh, cool, you got that from my act.
Turning into points.
Yeah, it's fun that you have created something like that.
Yeah, like, I used to say, when you're drunk or when you're doing something that you're not even thinking about, I'd be like, I'm on autopilot.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Some people were like, that's funny.
Yeah, my, people always complain about autocorrect now. You know, it was autocorrect. And, you know, I wasn't typing that. But
yeah, ruin shit.
My autocorrect was my mom slapping me in the back of the head. That was autocorrect. Say it right.
I remember running to the back of the house one time with my cousin Eddie. We're coming in the back of the, and he goes, fucking egg. And I go, Eddie, it's not fucking egg. It's fucking A. As I'm opening the back door, and my mom goes, is it? And I'm like, I'm trying to help him out so he doesn't look like an idiot.
Fucking A.
I don't even say fucking A. I'm just trying to help him.
Well, that's the Rican accent, maybe. Is that what it is? That's what I thought he was saying all this time. So what is your, in your act, what is your favorite bit in your act?
Right now, giving the hamster heroin.
Uh-huh.
I like doing that because it's just like talking about giving...
How much is it?
Yeah, I talk about shooting up that hamster with heroin, and there's people where you could tell their faces are like...
what?
I like that you're bringing up something fake and it's totally bullshit.
Yeah, you would never do that.
Get offended at something that you're making up.
Yeah.
Like, I talk about pit bulls. I seen this one girl get offended by that, and she, like, you could tell she was huffing. And I don't mind if you don't like what I say, but don't huff where I can hear you.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm like, what's your problem? And she goes... Nothing. I go, no, obviously you got a problem. She goes, oh, that stuff you said about pit bulls. I go, I didn't say anything bad about pit bulls. You know, she goes, oh, yes, you did. I go, you didn't listen. She goes, yeah, I did. I go, no, you listen like when people mad say they listen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're not really listening.
Yeah.
And I tell her, but I go, hey, I just made fun of Jesus before.
And so
now it's pit bulls over Jesus?
Yeah.
Then I went on in my joke and I have the thing where like Shamu eats my nephew. You know, and I go, I just killed my nephew. That's okay, too?
That's okay, too? But don't make fun of a pit bull. Well, they get a bad rap.
Oh, I hate when people just like, look, I like the dogs. But don't act like...
Don't act they can't turn on you.
Yeah. You know, I'm not scared of a dog. you know, most of the ones, like, I seen one girl, you know, she does things for pit bulls and does those.
Yeah, pit bull rescue.
And yeah, stuff. And, you know, and she loves her dog. She has it, you know, certified to go everywhere. And she's with me in the car. She goes, hey, you don't mind? I got pit bull with me. I go, no, I'm from Cleveland. Everybody got pit bulls.
Yeah, it's not going to bite me in the back of the head while
yeah,
we're driving.
Yeah, I'm like, no, yeah, we're fine. And I go, besides, I ain't scared of the dog anyway. And then she kind of gets offended. She turns around. She's like, well, you don't. You're not scared. You know, pit bulls could really mess
you up. I mean, that's strong dog.
Yeah,
that's strong
dog. That dog's 60 pounds. No 60-pound animal could whoop your ass. Like, not a dog.
He could go right through your throat.
You don't want to live bad enough, Steve, if you let a fucking dog kill you. I don't give a shit if it is a pit bull. You know, like, you do not want to live. Like, when it does
happen. I had a friend that was killed by a chihuahua.
Well, when it happens, it's children and old ladies.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. And it's usually more than one.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what does scare me, though, is dying and having my pet eat me.
Cats do that, they said, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the dog would just sit there.
You think so?
Yeah, I think...
Until they got hungry?
I don't know. I've heard of stories where dogs sat there for a month. You know?
Just look.
Maybe he had other stuff to get into, the garbage and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're so loyal, you know, like...
Yeah, but then you hear about those people, like, the part of the face was eaten off. And,
I heard the cat 4 days, I think. The cat will wait 4 days and then start nibbling on you.
It waits 4 days.
Yeah.
Looking at its paw.
He gave me the chance. He's like, it didn't move, man. He has not moved.
I gave this bitch four days to give me some kibbles and bits.
This is wasted meat. You know, like, what am I going to do?
Why would anybody let a good white woman go bad?
Well, it's like, you know, when you're at those straits, like, I fully believe if I was, you know, like the movie Alive, uh-huh. I would eat a person. Like, I'm not one of these people that, you know, fantasize like, oh, no, I would never.
Would you eat the fat people first?
Of course. Why wouldn't you? Like, you know, of course. You know, it's going to take a while. You're like, not something you jump right into.
Well,
you know, like, you're not.
Why not? Like, if you know you're going to eat them already, why not just go
ahead? First day. I'm hungry.
First day. Look, we all know how this ends. Let's go ahead and slaughter the lady still strapped in the two chairs.
You're like, Rick, we've been here 2 hours. Like, you don't even got the hunger pains yet.
Yeah, but I know what's coming. I know what's coming. Let's be prepared. If we start drying her meat now, in 7 days when they haven't got us.
When people say that they wouldn't, they've never been hungry enough. You've never been that hungry.
That's true. I've never been that hungry.
You know, of course, it's easy to say, you know, I would never eat it.
Could you eat your pet?
Oh, it would be easier than a human.
It would be? No, to me, the human would be easier.
Really?
Yeah. I could eat my neighbor long before I could eat my dog.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I like animals, but I still view them as animals. You know, like, I think they got personalities and everything, but I still be like, okay, animal life, human life. You know, like, we're still up here. Like,
yeah, but now think about this honestly. Do you like your neighbor as much as you like your dog? Think about that.
See, I don't have a dog, though.
You know, my neighbor didn't listen to this.
He's like, wait a minute.
I think you're going to move. Our neighbor just said on his podcast, he would eat us.
You're looking at him just licking your lips. Like, come on, Sparky. What is it, your dog? I mean, you know, it wouldn't be easy, but... Because especially you built a bond. You know, like, you don't have no bond with your neighbor, really.
Would you have... recipes for the meat? If you had to cook, like, you're crashed in a mountain, would you just, like, cook it over the grill? Or would you, like, did anybody got any salt packets?
If you have choices,
uh-huh.
Like, mix it with some peanuts, do a little stir fry, from the plane.
That's something, that's where I was going with that. Would you just, like, scrounge around and go, I found some peanuts?
Yeah, think once you get used to it after a while, I mean, I'm sure you're going to, I think those cannibal tribes, I'm sure they cook, right? They don't just eat it straight raw, do they?
I thought they just put people in giant pots.
That's what, you know.
Isn't that the cartoon show?
The cartoon show? Maybe even the movies? Or the spit?
Yeah, the over spit. They tie the person up and they rotate them over a spit.
Alive. They're like, how come they kill every other animal before they put them on a spit?
You've never tasted human meat. And besides, they're a lot easier to catch than those monkeys that run in the trees.
Yeah, right? It's so, yeah, they're just not suspecting it.
Yeah, like, hi, we're here on vacation.
Soup's on. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. I'm sure you would have to get
I don't know why anybody goes on vacation anywhere that you know
you die.
You die. why, you know, like, it's kind of like now in the Middle East. Like, oh, we're booking a trip to Egypt. Why? What's going to... I mean, it's really pretty and there's nice and there's things, but isn't there turmoil right now?
Yeah.
Isn't there... Why would you... Hey, let's go to Italy where there's not.
I don't want to be anywhere where I don't have access to a lawyer, you know, and you're just stuck with their rules. You know, like, any third world country?
Yeah.
Anything like that? You're like, where you could... Well, a scratch could kill you. Yeah, I got a scratch and I got dengue fever.
Yeah. I have a friend that was, I can't remember where he was. I wish he was here to tell the story, but he was down somewhere in Central America on vacations, you know. And he accidentally walked or fell through a glass sliding door at the hotel.
Holy shit.
And was badly cut up. I mean, like, bad. And they had to do one of those third world hospitals, you know, like you see in... You know,
right?
Like there's a metal bed and a sheet hanging over the
right.
And he got sewed up, but he's got scars. Where like in America they would have had a plastic surgeon come in after the thing and this.
This guy's just doing like the laziest stitch ever.
Right. Yeah. So
he's saving money on thread. You know, so
he actually used thread. It wasn't surgical.
Yeah, it wasn't glue. Staples.
No, it was like, hey, I think I'm check my drawer over there. Well, I sewed a button on the other day.
So I've seen shows where people go to like Mexico and stuff for plastic surgery, for discount plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're like, why would you? You know, my sister paid discount for the eye surgery thing to make your vision.
Oh yeah, LASIK surgery.
Uh-huh. And man, she had a terrible recovery. It was like, you know, I was like, Roxanne, that's something you pay full price. Like they're throwing a laser in your eye. You like you pay full price. You pay extra.
If one guy's charging $2,000 and another was charging $400,
yeah, $400.
That's a big gap.
Yeah, bring in the coupon. You know, it's your face. It's your eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she had LASIK. Has she had any trouble with it at all?
No, well, but the recovery was bad. Like her eyes got like
dry eyes,
and like they were like they was like for like a week she was just having problems with her eye. They were hurting, and you know she had to have patches on them. And then, but not you
and,
know,
then and the fear then of this may not
right.
This may not come back.
Yeah, I wanted to see better. I wanted to see better. Now I can't see.
Can't see at all. The glasses were better than gauze.
Yeah.
Are you feeding me a hamster on heroin? Because I can't see it.
I miss picking out my outfits.
I miss picking out my... That's... What sense would you hate to lose more? Of all your senses, would it be eyesight?
Oh, yeah. I think so. I could be deaf. No problem. You know, like, taste, no problem. Like, smell. Yeah, who needs smell? You know, like, some things smell good, but some things smell bad.
Yeah, I guess... Smell I could lose.
Yeah.
I can still taste things.
Yeah.
But with what we do, wouldn't it, thinking your voice, because somebody, if you were blind, somebody could still lead you up on stage.
Yeah.
And you could still work.
True.
So I've always thought mine might be just losing the ability to speak would be like crushing.
Oh, yeah, like being mute?
Crushing, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've lost everything. I can't speak, I can't work, I can't, you know.
I had a friend named Kane Lopez where he got in a bad accident and he broke his jaw and his leg. And he goes, God's funny. He's like, all I want to do is do stand up and tell jokes. And he took both of those out.
I can't stand up, man. I can't talk. Is stand up all you ever wanted to do? Or was it something you grew into?
No, it's like, oh, I mean, I was writing stuff when I was 16. I just didn't know what to do with it. You know, I was like, writing it and I watched a lot of comedy, but I wasn't even thinking like, oh, I'm gonna go on stage somewhere and do this.
Yeah. And your influence was Freddie Prinze?
Freddie I learned about later. Because I didn't, you know, I knew him from Chico and the Man, but I didn't know his comedy. And then, you know,
nobody, it's not my job, man.
And when you're a kid, nobody's really buying you these comedy albums.
Yeah.
So you get what you could get, you know, like we had the 84 beta tape of Delirious.
Oh, the beta.
Yeah, I used to watch that, you know, because you heard the parents laughing at it.
Ooh,
so all the kids, all the cousins, we got together and started, oh man, we thought it was, you know, I'm 8 years old at that point.
Yeah.
Watching Delirious and crying, laughing. Yeah. Like, this stuff is hysterical.
Mr. T having sex.
Oh yeah, after that I'm like, this is great. You know, and really one of my influences was my cousin. My older cousin would make everybody laugh, but he was silly and stupid, you know? And I was just trying to be as funny as him, really, most of the time.
I remember hearing the party albums as a kid that I wasn't supposed to hear. You know, LaWanda Page and the Dirty Red Fox albums that my parents would put on at parties. The kids, y'all go to the room. You go to your room now.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'd sneak in, do the same thing that you said. You'd listen to them. I'm like, oh my God, they can say these words?
Yeah.
And they can say these.
I always had a wide variety of taste too, like in the comics. I always thought it was like, me and my friend compared like Kung Fu. You know, there's different styles. You know, and everybody got their own style. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's storytellers, there's one-liners, you know, there's like, there's different guys who do different things, you know.
What is your comedy fighting style?
I'm more like storyteller, you know, like my things end up being more than one line. You know, it's like a story attached to it.
Yeah.
You know, where it goes on for a couple minutes.
Yeah, I can appreciate one-line comics, you know.
It seems so hard.
But it seems so hard, and after a while, it loses the punch for me.
Yeah.
Because
When you keep hearing the pattern,
it's almost like a drip, drip, drip.
Well, you need 45 drip, of those for 45 drip. Minutes. You know, it's like it's 1 minute.
Yeah, and it's not, they're not connected, they're not, it's just random. You know, and I always feel like sometimes now you see some of the new guys, you might as well be standing there holding your cell phone, reading tweets.
Yeah, it is. I've seen people actually pull up their phone and just like, okay,
here's some jokes I wrote today.
Yeah, but I like storytelling because it's like if I do 30 minutes, sometimes I might do only four subjects.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Yeah. Well, like last night, I pulled something out of my ass that I had never done before, and I probably will try it again, was how did she tell you she was pregnant?
Right. Okay.
Like, I don't even know where that came from in my head, but sometimes when you're up there and you're just talking, that's the most fun.
Right.
I've never even thought, why would I even think this could be a bit? But it is. And, you know.
Well, sometimes people tell you, that's a bit, and you don't think so. You're it's just a regular story.
No, I was just telling a thing about how I...
Yeah, and people go, no, that's a bit.
Yeah, and I enjoyed that little section when I was playing with those people about how did she tell you she was pregnant.
Right.
You know, she showed me the stick. You know, she did the, you know... There's something there I want to play with and figure out.
Yeah, definitely.
Because then the joke last night, the punchline for that was finally like, did you get your stick from Dollar Tree? And it just said, maybe. Are you pregnant? Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, because there are, you know, there's a bunch of different ways you could go with that. Like, because you could go real bad with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or like dollar store is the real bad one, you know?
Yeah. And I'm sure these guys have had some bad, how'd she tell you stories.
Yeah. On Maury.
Yeah. You know? That's the worst.
Yeah. That would... Why even go? If Maury calls you...
You beat me to it. If you were sitting right now and your cell phone rang and they go, hi, this is Debbie. I'm a producer with Maury.
Yeah. Nope.
Would you continue to listen or just hang up?
Yeah, probably hang up. Maybe I'll listen to see what they're doing. But you know, it's like they're gonna. It's a setup anyway. Any of those shows.
Listen, I got your name from Anita, and you're like, fuck, I don't even know it, Anita.
One thing I do hate about that show is like, I don't watch it normally, but it's like if once they find out they're not the father, Maury always stops the dude from like putting it in her face. He should be allowed to throw it in her face.
He should just be able to stand there and dance. Because
she was talking all that shit
about him.
You know, before, and then so it's his turn to talk shit. Well,
I love when they're like, Maury, I'm 100% sure. I'm 150% sure he's the daddy.
They're like, this is your fifth time.
I'm telling you. Yeah. This is welcome back for the fifth time. Yeah. No, I'm positive. It has to be this guy, because we weeded out the other four guys.
Well, it's to the point, too, where it's like, you know, Maury gets on their side, too, because now what you said about shaming people, too, is like, you can't, there's slut shaming. Oh, you can't.
Oh, you slept with eight guys and you're not sure who the daddy is?
Yeah, you can't chastise people about that.
That's not slut?
Yeah.
And if you're listening, I'm sorry. Yeah. But
I believe, you know, most girls, if you wanted to, most girls, if they could have sex with how many or whoever they want, you know. But if you have babies everywhere, you know, you could be a grown-up and be like, look, I'm a grown woman. I want to have sex every week.
Yeah. Well,
but protect yourself and don't have kids. You know?
Put a condom on. Take a pill.
Yeah, the other way looks like you just get taken advantage of.
Yeah, I'm having another baby. I'm getting another check. I'm getting another.
Yeah, some people, that's their plan. You know, like just for checks. Yeah. You know?
Well, I've said sometime before that sometimes it looks like babies are just a trophy from sports fucking. Because that's what look what I got. You know, I was out.
I'm like,
sleeping around and I take a picture with.
I always say, like, hey, instead of leaving a kid, just give him a picture. You know, like, you don't need to leave him with a kid.
Like, so you don't, you have no trophies from sports?
No, yeah. No. Like, I even, like, man, I hear a kid crying.
You can't be Puerto Rican.
I know. I am like a unicorn right now.
What, a Puerto Rican man with no
married, no kids? Like,
holy shit. I'm going to take a picture of you and send you to the Smithsonian. Yeah, or some shit.
They're like, what is this? That's why some of you're not Puerto Rican.
No, that's how Puerto Rican sperm just jumps out and runs and finds of it.
My mom, you know, she had five, you know, like, most of my sisters even slowed down, though. You're like, their kids, like, they, most of them, the most they have is two. And then a couple of them only have one. You know, and that, the two of them, they're like, that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's a wiser, intelligent choice. And I've always thought that that's why there's the gene pool needs a little more chlorine.
Right.
Because of the,
Lack of sense.
You know, if somebody that goes to college and college educated has one baby, that's smaller genes.
Right.
But if somebody that just ignorant as shit just had 10 babies,
right,
whose genes are growing and spreading quicker?
And then not only genes, like, they're in an environment where they got really minimal shot of success anyway.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, even if they had, if they were smart, where they're at, their environment is not going to help them get out of it.
Yeah,
you know, they're still going to be trapped in that environment.
Right. You're. This is your neighborhood. Well, again, if you want out, you'll get out.
Right.
That's another thing.
Well, some people got personalities. Like, they got an A-type personality.
Like, I am not growing up here.
They're driven and decided.
I'm not doing this to mine, or I'm not going to.
Me and my
live
friend
like
call
this.
Them laser heads.
What do they call them?
Laser heads. You got focus like nobody can believe, and that's it. And like, yeah. But most people aren't built like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's few and far between are A-type. You know, that they're just like, everybody else is kind of B, like, eh, I'll get to it.
Yeah, I'll make it. Yeah. I saw a cartoon one time that I thought was the perfect example of what society is. There was, like, this up was a hill, and up on top of the hill was, like, this beautiful mansion, you know, this gorgeous thing. And then down at the bottom of the hill was, like, really dark, smoky Cleveland looking kind of you know, and there was a guy with a rope going over the edge of the cliff, and the guy at the top was yelling climb, and the one at the bottom was yelling pull.
That's funny.
That's the difference.
Help me out.
Like, you need to help me out of this, and the other guy's going, I've thrown you a rope.
Yeah. What else can I do?
I think that's the perfect example of the attitude. You have to have the attitude of I want out of here.
Right.
Or I want, you know.
Well, you got to be willing to put in the work. You know, like yes, it is harder. It's not my parents' day. Like, my parents' day, you can have a high school education, have a house, two cars. And be all right.
Yeah, you were working class. That's
right.
What that was.
But now, like, you can't really do that. You know, like, it's a lot harder. So, but you can still get there. But you just got to work harder. You know, you gotta. If the guy who made like P.F. Chang's or whatever, like, he was working three jobs.
Yeah,
he was willing to work three jobs. Most people aren't willing to work three jobs.
Yeah, because that cuts into the video game time.
Yeah,
you know, the. Smoke a little dope, watch Netflix time.
Yeah, people want their time to themselves. Netflix is a big time waster. You know, everybody's always busy.
Are you a binge watcher? Because Netflix now has turned people into absolutely binge.
It's the easiest way to get. I don't have to waste the whole time waiting for, like, you know, there's only five programs that I probably keep up with that I know, you know, I have to see these programs. So most of my TV viewing is done in, like, you know, a weekend. And then the rest of my time is free, like, to do whatever I want.
But doesn't it kill you? Like, I did that with a show called Longmire.
Oh, I remember Longmire.
Longmire. I sat down one day. My sister said, you got to watch it. So I started, and I watched it. I completely binge-watched. And I felt like somebody pulled the needle out of my arm. When the last thing on Netflix shows up.
Yeah, like, yeah.
What?
It's addicting.
What?
Is.
Like, the... Tap in my vein. God, what happened? How do I get more?
That wait when you were a kid, like, even a week. Man, if Knight Rider had a cliffhanger, me and my sister were going nuts. Like,
the hell? What is Michael gonna do?
Yeah. It's a cliffhanger. Why'd he do this?
Oh.
I told you, I could have misprogrammed. My mom would get mad. She's like, there's reruns, Ricky. They'll run it again. And I'm like, no.
Oh, I don't know what a rerun is.
I can't be. Everybody's gonna talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah. Now with the new show, because I'm a, I was telling you last night, I am a Justified.
Yeah, that's a cool program.
And the cliffhangers that they do on Justified, you're like, oh,
yeah.
Is he going to die?
Yeah.
Is he going to, you know?
Breaking Bad has good cliffhangers, and then Game of Thrones have good cliffhangers. You know, where at the end you go, it makes you see the one more. You're like, oh, let me just see one more. You're praying for a boring episode so that you can go, okay, let's shut this off.
I have to say, I have never seen Game of Thrones,
yeah,
and I'm still alive. And so I don't understand the whole, you know, like, oh my God, how can you not have seen?
Well, it's like,
what is it? What is the draw? What is the absolute, like?
To me, if you like I'm a dude that always was. If there's movies with knights and swords, you know,
and midgets,
yeah, especially you throw one of those, and that's
you throw a dinklage in,
yeah. Icing on the cake, and he's a badass in it.
That's what I heard.
You know, the thing about it is, like, I like that kind of stuff anyway. And the writing is good, and the amount of manipulation and the conniving is really good. And the way they write it and the way things get turned around, it's really good where you go, oh, like, you know, you're going, oh, you know, you can't believe a lot where they're
going. And there's boobs.
Oh, so between that and Spartan, like, I thought, you know, I was watching, what was it, at Boardwalk Empire, I think, and I was like, yo, they show a lot of boobs there. And then my cousin goes, you seen Spartacus?
I watched Spartacus once with my mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
Because my brother is the weirdest. I love the dude to death, but he is the weirdest. He doesn't have any problem, like, being rude in front of my parents.
Yeah.
He's just like, boy, I hope they show some dick in this thing, you know, like, because it's all titties. I hope you ladies get, mom, I hope you get some. He's like that. He's like, mom, I hope they show some dick for you. Like, mom, don't talk like that in front of them. Do you know people like that?
Yes. It's just everything, whatever comes
just
out.
Just comes
mouth.
Out of his mouth. And my parents are like, ha-ha, you know, because they're used to him, because I don't live there anymore. So I come back to an environment that's a little strange.
Right.
But I sat there with them and watched that Spartacus. I was so uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, they were, like, weird Roman sex and,
oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
butt,
yeah.
Butt sex and, you know, like,
they cut a dude's dick off on there. You know? And they showed his, like, stumpy dick. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and that's just wrong.
Yeah. Well, Game of Thrones is, like, I was watching it with my little cousin. I was showing her. I was like, yo, it's good. And she's 20, you know, and at the time, I think she was, like, 18. So we're watching, and there's so much nudity. Like, every time her mom comes, there's nudity, but I swear the other and she goes, is there any? I go, I swear,
there's
when
other,
you're not
there's,
here,
there's other things.
Yeah,
there's sword killings.
There
too.
Is, yeah, dude. The thing that really got me on that was this guy called the Mountain, right? Big, huge dude. He loses a joust. He wants to kill the other knight. They won't let him, so he gets mad. He takes his broadsword and just chops his horse's head off. Just, I was like, holy shit! I'm like, I'm watching this all the time.
I'm hooked now. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go back and start at the beginning. I'll binge watch.
It actually might take you a couple. It actually took me four episodes
to get into it.
Yeah, where I was going, why is everybody?
Yeah.
You know, and then I kept watching, and then it was like, oh.
Yeah, because my friend Joe Bonzel, one of the singers for the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, cool.
He is Game of Thrones nuts.
Heavy.
Game of Thrones. And he's like, do you see it? No. I'll check it out. Oh, hold you. You got to, you know.
I kept bugging my stepbrother too. He watched it. I'm like, yo, step up. You're watching game, man. I don't know what you're doing with yourself. You know? He's like,
yeah. And I don't know. I'll have to watch it on my own because my girlfriend will probably be like, it's just boobs. Is that why you watch it? It's just boobs.
Yeah. The story's good though, too. Like, yeah, but... you know, like with her, I mean, with my stepbrother too, is like, you know, he, I told him he gotta watch it because he was watching shit like Arrow, you know, like, you know,
that's horrible.
You know, and Arrow's so CW, it's like it's got all the teen angst in it, you know. I just hate when they gotta look at the girl that they like and not tell them they like them.
Yeah, he's, oh, why doesn't he go tell her?
Yeah,
you can't live like that.
Because he's fighting crime.
Yeah, she can't know the real me.
Yeah.
Anything on CW is almost horrible.
Yes, it's like automatically you can see that oozing love and heartbreak.
Yeah, it's teen angst.
Yeah.
There's something about CW that is just teen angst.
Yeah.
You know, Heart of Dixie, all those kind of...
Yeah, you always hear like the independent... group rock group song.
Yeah, yeah. And tonight's episode,
yeah.
They at the very end, they always do like tonight's episode contains a song, featured the song of such, yeah. of such and
feature
such.
Breaking My Heart, yeah,
by a band called
Glass Bottoms. You know, like,
And then they're like, that's my new favorite band.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they sell so much off of that.
Oh, yeah. I heard they do. I heard they really do.
I mean, what an easier way. Like, I used to, you know, now I don't anymore because it's almost like I'm getting older and just goes off, you know, rolls off my ears.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know still people are like, oh, yeah, I heard this song from a soundtrack, so I got it.
Well,
know?
Somebody told me, like the Fray would have never made it had it not been for Grey's Anatomy. That
right.
one of their songs got featured in Grey's Anatomy, and
right.
it blew up.
Well, the guys from Friends, nobody probably would have heard of them. The guys who did the theme song, I'll be there.
The Rembrandts, yeah.
You know, like sometimes songs just make, like, I think the soundtrack for Walking Dead helps make that show.
Yeah, the same has been true of Sons of Anarchy.
They got a good soundtrack.
They have a great soundtrack. They use Katie Sagal sings a lot of the stuff on there.
She sings?
Yeah, oh, and very well, too.
Yeah, I didn't
And there's been several compilation albums of Sons of Anarchy, and they call it The Songs of Anarchy.
Ah, that's a good
and
title.
They're really good. Then they're like rock versions of other things, or they might be... there's one... the Who song that's done acoustically, and like, oh, it's different. It makes you realize there are different styles of music
right.
that you like.
Well, this guy, like the guy, I didn't even notice that I was listening to the guy from Walking Dead until this other guy told me, he was like, yeah, you heard of Bear McGrillis? And I was like, who's that? And he goes, he does like Walking Dead, he does this and that. Then I started, and it's like industrial classic music, you know, like everything's like, you know, like gritty, almost like, you know, bows against saws or something.
But you know? Like it, but you
yeah.
know, like,
yeah,
I could listen to this, you know.
What I heard that's what they did for that, like, The Dark Knight, some of it that makes those movies good is the soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's so gritty, you know, and so industrial sounding, you know.
Well, we could have stayed off The Dark Knight, last one. They could have not made Bane.
You didn't like the Bane one?
Oh, well.
I thought
I do not understand half of what you are saying. If not only did I make him retarded, I put a mask over his face.
You know, in between both of them talking?
You did not have my permission to die.
Why don't you just close caption this bitch and let's...
Some people don't like Batman. Like, my little sister hated that Batman. I'm like, well, you can't sound like Bruce Wayne either. You know, you can't go, hey, what's up?
Why do you got to use a fake Clint Eastwood voice?
Because if you use your regular voice, he's like, Bruce, is that you?
Yeah, what?
That made sense, at least. I mean, maybe it was a little too deep, a little too, like, you know. But, yeah, I think you do have to modify your voice a little.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk like this, too.
You can't be like Superman.
Yeah.
Just
take your glasses off.
The shittiest disguise ever.
The shittiest disguise. Take the glasses off.
But you think that is shitty? But I wear glasses, and whenever I've worn contacts, people go, oh, man, you look so different.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I know. I've gotten the same thing with my hair. If my hair is down, because I wear it down most of the time, but if I have my hair up or a hat on, like, oh, I didn't recognize you.
Yeah, you're like wow.
That's all it took was just...
And then you think back, you go, maybe it wasn't such a dumb disguise
for
Superman.
Oh, it is one more thing.
Exactly.
But at least a goatee. You know, you could, like a goatee.
Look, he had glasses and he took the curl up.
Oh, did that really?
Remember, I think
the curl went down.
I think the curl, when it first started back in the day, the cartoons.
Yeah, the curl
I think
was down.
The curl, and I think when he was Clark Kent, the curl wasn't
curl
down.
It. All right, well, man, I appreciate you sitting down here doing the podcast with me. We're in an hour. I do an hour show.
Oh, this is fun. It's quick.
We should do it again. Before this week is over, we should do it again.
Well, I'm down for
and
that.
I'll do a part two.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's... I enjoy conversations that you just record and get bizarre shit out of.
Oh, this was easy. Yeah, this was easy just going and jumping from one thing to the next.
I love it. And where do people find you? Twitter, Facebook, all the...
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Ricky Reyes Comedy, put it together, and on Twitter is Ricky Cries.
Ricky Cries.
At Ricky Cries.
No, please explain.
When you cry out, you exclaim, or you cry because you're really crying.
Uh-huh.
Basically, in English... Cry covers a lot.
Yeah.
So if I'm complaining, bitching, whining, crying, then Ricky Cries.
Ricky Cries.
Or Ricky Cries. You know, like, so it's...
Well, how come you even change your name to Ricky Cries? Like, people would have asked you after the show.
Well, I thought that it was, since you were looking, I was thinking it too literal, like when you were looking at it.
Uh-huh.
It's going to say Ricky Cries.
Right.
Then my statement.
but it doesn't.
Right. I just overthought it like a motherfucker.
All right, well, we will do this again before this weekend's over. There will be a Ricky Cries Part 2.
All right.
And what's Ricky? Oh, wait. Ricky Cries Dos.
Dos. Yes. Nice. You reached back all the way 7th grade Spanish for that.
Well, that's the show, boys and girls. Hope you liked it. Remember, God bless America, and go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, fluffing and poo, and they're under with the razor nose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you lay?
Aloha!